wrapping up courtesy. Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social-emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have two master's degrees in education, and we have developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest students, who are 3 or 4, and our oldest student, who is 86. And this month, we are talking about courtesy. I am respectful, kind, and use my manners. And that's being courteous in a nutshell. It's how you treat other people. And so we started off the month defining courtesy. We talked about showing respect, being kind. We defined what manners were and how that looks. We talked about waiting our turn when we're at the grocery store in line, raising our hand at school. We talked about how sometimes being courteous is apologizing. And we basically covered it in a lot of very obvious ways to show courteousness. But there might be a few other ways that we're not quite realizing are actually us demonstrating courteousness and manners. One of those ways is when you introduce yourself to somebody. We do a powerful greeting here at the studio when the kids pair up for partners. They have to introduce themselves to that person. And then we switch partners and they get to introduce themselves again so that they understand that if you're about to work with somebody, you should know who they are. Find out some important thing about them, like their favorite ice cream or their school that they go to, right? So that you can create a connection with someone that way. That's demonstrating courtesy. So that you get in this habit of introducing yourself to somebody you haven't met before. You start a new job and everybody there is a stranger. You need to make sure that you have enough confidence and courteousness to introduce yourself to new colleagues. Move to a new school. Same thing with those students. So we work on that skill here at the studio. Making eye contact is definitely something that's very courteous. Speaking clearly, shaking hands. All of those things are part of our kindness and our respect and our manners. And I'll joke, you know, some of the kids will suddenly be like talking this way and they'll be like staring different ways. And I'll be like, honey, you're talking to the floor. Can you talk to me? And when they talk to me, all of a sudden they make eye contact with me. And it's a good way to remind them to make eye contact and to look up when they're speaking without harping on them or getting on their case for not doing it. And it's treating them with kindness and respect, right? Being courteous along the way. Apologizing also shows courteousness. Owning our mistakes is something that's very, very important. Now, I've often had conversations with students too, where they say they were mean to me, or they didn't hold the door for me, or they were too loud towards me, or whatever it might be, where they feel that they were wronged by how somebody else treated them, right? And it happens. We're going into the grocery store, the person behind you didn't see you, so they didn't hold the door open for you, or somebody did something nice, but they weren't given a thank you, right? They brought you something, you forgot to say thank you. It happens, right? We're human. We're going to make mistakes. It happens. What do we do then? Do we yell at them for not holding the door open for us? Do we scream, wait your turn, when they cut you off in line? No. Just look at them and be like, you're welcome. And then they're like, oh, that's right. I should say thank you. Don't make a big deal out of it. They'll forget. It's okay. Remind them kindly, respectfully, courteously, right? Same way you would with anybody else, like raising your kids or kids on the playground, that kind of thing. Even the kids can recognize when they should have said thank you and not said thank you and say that to a fellow peer, if you will. It happens. They forget to hold the door. You look behind you. You hold the door for them. It's okay. We're busy. We're lost in thought. We might forget about those things. Use it as a moment for you to learn. Ah, they must have been lost in thought. They didn't see me. Ah, they're having a bad day. It's okay. No big deal. Use it as a way for you to learn. Ah, I should pay more attention. Oh, I should lower my voice in the library. I'm getting louder. Oh, I need to remember to take my turn. Use it as a moment to reflect upon yourself and let the rest of it go. Because when we're showing courteousness, we're being respectful, we're being kind, we're using our manners, and we might have to grant each other a little bit of grace at the same time, because we are human and we will make mistakes. And we're all doing the best that we can. And it's about teaching our students and each other through our own actions, leading by example, what courteousness looks like. Thanks. And I'll see you on the mat.